الله
third rishon halacha aleph. Frank on the Helika Masechta, although it seems a travesty to use Yiddish for you to show me. Hanotea l'siyon l'korot, a turma or a lot. Somebody who plants for the purpose making a fence around his field, or plants in order to cut down the wood to use for building purposes. There's no din of orla on such a tree because it's not considered to be nataten called eitz ma'achal. It's not a netia of an eitz ma'achal. It's a netia of a siyag and a korah. Therefore, it doesn't matter what the tree itself is. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu amar hapnimi lema'achal v'achiton l'siyag, hapnimi chayav v'achiton patur. Even if it was a single tree, but the outside of which is to be used as a siyag, and he wants to use the other side for his peril. Since the edge of Jews is not going to get around to the other side of the claw, but this side he wants the peril to. Hapnimi chayav, the inner part of the peril are fire in orla, rachitzon patur, and the part that's facing outward, somebody passes by, we can pick the fruit and it's not considered to be orla. Says the Gemara, Hanetei Alasiyog, Keep, Unitatem Ko Eitz Ma'achal, Et Shohule Ma'achal Chayav, Alasiyog, Alakarot Leitim Patur. So therefore, the Torah is telling you, only when the Netia was of an Eitz Ma'achal, but if the Netia did not have in mind Eitz Ma'achal, then it's Patur. Mi'ata, Otosho Ma'achal, Apilu Kishayv Alav Vesiyog, Yehe Chayav, Talmud Lomar Unatatem Kol Eit Ma'akal. But if that's the case, meaning when Yerushalmi says if that's the case, it doesn't necessarily mean if that's the case. Me'aka is, well, how about if we try this? So how do you know that it means that it has to do with your machshava? Maybe it's only talking about an eight that is itself an eight for a siyog. But if it's an eighth ma'achal, then it's an eighth ma'achal. And how do you know to say what you are saying? Talmud Lomar, the Tatem Kol eighth ma'achal, the Netatem is of an eighth ma'achal. That's the first time you should plant eighth ma'achal. So in other words, if you decide that something is a ma'achal, so that's fine, then it's a ma'achal. But what it's telling you is that even if it's an eighth ma'achal, you're still not chayav in orla unless you planted it as an eighth ma'achal. So the combination of the material of the eighth ma'achal is what we're dashing over here. Rabbi Yonah says, no, you have to see this whole thing in context. And he says the meaning of the mission is like this. It says, and I can want to prove to you this, okay, we're going very far to say what Rabbi Yossi says, right? Rabbi Yossi says even the same tree. I mean, how do we know that? Because we must imagine a maru bashana hamishit tochu et piryo lotif lachem tevuato. In the fifth year you shall eat its fruit, which will be marva its produce. So he ain anu yodin shebeit v'achala katum lachem. If I read that pasuk, I'd have to be pretty stupid to think that we're talking about a non-eitz ma'achal, since the pasuk says the fish in the fifth year you will eat its fruit, and if it was a pine tree, what exactly was it referring to? I will eat its fruit. So therefore, we understand from the end. Why then did I have to begin? Unatatem kol eitz ma'achal. Ah, so that's the point. The tree which is for ma'achal, that's a thing. Et shehu le ma'akal, if the tree is for ma'akal, even the part, what is for ma'akal, that is what you're tired on, and that's what I'm crossing the boundary. But if it's the siyog or the korot or leitim, then that's not for ma'akal, it's for something else, and therefore it would be potem. Okay, so therefore I can say even exactly the same tree. This part is for ma'acha, this part is not for ma'acha. Tell me what Shem ben Gamliel omer. Bamed varim amurim bizman shenatah v'siyag v'kerot v'kim davar shahur o'ilah. When do we say that for Siyaga Karot, you would be potter, but Dafka, if it's a type of wood that is usable for beans, or is usable as a Siyaga? Now, Shane came. If he plants something that can't be used properly, then we say botlodaita, because in that case you can't really say that this is for korot. It's not a tree that produces korot before. So then you would decide. Indeed, Yehud Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel. That is an excellent point. I mean, if he's arguing over here, and they say b'klal, it goes according to your das, in my time of Rabbani. Why Dafka does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold this? I mean, it seems to be eminently reasonable that it should be Batlataita. Alma Rabbi Zahira, it's because he was Mishaneh Derech Seder HaMinatiyatam. What he did over here indicated, well, that it wasn't Batla Mashasa. Batla Mashasa was where there's nothing that backs it up. But over here, the Maita, he backed it up with. So that it's talking about over here, that he was Mishana, the Seder of Natiya, for 18, and he did this therefore Berotha, but he now wasn't marking them one from the other, which you normally do, because you don't want one to draw the nourishment from the other. But over here, obviously, he didn't care. He was like growing kids' Christmas trees in the front yard. So it was clear. Nobody plants trees up close to one another, then they're going to wipe each other out as they grow, right? Obviously, he intended to harvest this as a Christmas tree. The same thing over here. It's clear from the way he planted it. He wasn't planning on having an orchard over here, or he never would have planted it in this fashion. If it's talking about Koroz, it's talking about the Mishapet, when what he did was he would cut off the branches in order that they shouldn't produce knots, and have nice thick. A nice thick middle bean that he would be able to plant, it's clear he's not. And when he tell you what, fruit doesn't grow off the branches. So it's clear that he's growing it for the wood itself. It's the place itself. If the guy planted it all along the boundary, then he certainly wasn't planting it in order to harvest. The other side, for sure. Tell me the shame that he made. Call you a note about Inu Machshavas Tzur, Chutzna Zaitan Yateinu. It's possible to create a situation in your mind, I think I want it for Siyog or for Koros and so on, about any tree, but don't tell me that about a Zayit and a Teina. Nobody uses a Zayit and a Teina for Koros, and nobody uses it for a Siyog. And therefore, his das is bottle, even what it is that he did. But the mayor could die, this is where the mayor was, she tells her. Because the mayor says, Kol ilanot sarak, which is like the same out before. In the figure, when you're medallion, a vine over an ilan sarak. So there's a difference between over an ilan sarak or over an Elon that has payoff. Is anyone going to take it off?
An
Elon
truck, a...
Normally?
Yeah.
Normally an Elon truck is a non-producing tree.
And they never produce fruit, or just...
Not a species that doesn't produce fruit. They're edible fruit. So over there, the Shiloh is. If it's over an Elon truck, and you're not allowed to put the kua underneath the tree, because then basically all you did was you're being medalla, you're getting further like you would have on a piece of wood that you're stuck in. You're not allowed to plant under again. But if you put it down, if you put it on an elon that's for payroll, so then we don't assume that it's there in order to spread out over the, because obviously you don't want it to take over and parasitize the tree. So you don't have to worry about putting zero over here, because you're not going to let it grow that far anyway. That was the case over there. Rabbi Meir over there said that Miotzrach means any tree besides a Zayat and a Ta'ina, because any tree vis-a-vis the grapes could be seen as bottle for the grapes. The guy may want his vines to simply grow. But a Zayat and a Ta'ina are so kosher that nobody would be mevatel even for his grapes. So this is the same Rabbi Meir has this vision of the tremendous achievement of Zionist attainment.
So would have invented all the trees that are sized in the world?
No, no. These are trees that you can't untie it from Arlo by thinking about them. It's too hard. It would be brought from the bottom of the diet. Yes.
There's a
fine
tree also that
fine. Yeah, yeah.
That can be
used. Yeah, it, yeah, I guess. No, it's not called a mason. Although, I mean, I guess theoretically, if you plant it for that purpose, then they're not planted for that purpose. They don't harvest them in orchards, do they? I don't think so. I think they're going to start a wild fruit. Yeah. Tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon. Ein b'chaba v'machshevet k'tua. Ela shloshet aminim b'vav. He says the opposite. You want to potter a tree that is a tree of fruit and say that you, it is not going to be called a tree because you planted it with the yog and so on and so forth. Over there, I say just the opposite. The only trees that you could do such a thing to is a minim Shikma and Talat, I should say, not Rimon. Rimon obviously is crushing. But Rimin, Shikma and Talat, well, you know, male, they're not, even though they produce fruit, they're not considered to be so crushing. Baoshir Chayavi B'maser, are they considered to be Chayav in Maser when you plant them for other purposes? Or do we say just like Orla? You're not firemen, so too the parents are not even called parents for Gabi Trumas and Maitre. That's a makloka. Tafluk and Rebbe Bo Ba Momo to the Rebbe in law. There is a makloka. The Ispalgan. They were makala, argued in the following. Amishamra Pharaoh Tazla 18. If somebody has, you don't know, they grow Pharaoh. And he's taking care of them because he doesn't want people coming by and taking them out to use for wood. He only wants them for wood. But the mice, while he watches them for wood, the payload are also being watched. And so you're not going to let people come and take the payload before they're harvested. So that he bow by mama, yeah, that's considered to be shamur, and you're five and mice are like any other priest. The mice, you're watching the priest. Rabbi Bob, Hashem, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Patur. And he says it's considered to be pasul because for all intents and purposes, it's not being shomer for payas. Rabbi Baba Mama Lama Chayav, because it says Ubalevi ki ein lo chelak v'nachalaimach v'mashi yesh l'cha ve'ein lo ata chayav v'tengo. Whatever you have, and he doesn't have, you have to give it. And that's it. That's only yotzei hefker. She has kavi ador shavim bo. So that's like it. She's got pay a hefker. That's all the same. In which lemaisa, everybody has the same rights to, because it's only what you have in common. So only what you don't have in common with the lady doesn't have in common with you. That's right. If the lady is an ani, you have the same rights as anybody else. Rabbi Law says. Patur, the reason it's patur says minhara kuzba shizara vazera yarka patur. Why is it any different than the case that we have about kuzba, which has both a leaf and a what do we call kuzba to me? No, kuzba. Kuzba. Coriander, is it?
I'm sorry.
Isn't there a whole kuzbara by this red variant?
No, that's not smoke, which is the
pine. Oh, China. Oh, yeah.
It happens in China, though.
Right. Oh. Okay. So the kuzbara has both a zera and a yerek. So, and the halacha is that the yerek is proper. Because the yerek isn't crushed, since what you want is the zera. Now, what does that mean? How can you be mishamer one without being mishamer the other? I mean, obviously it's shomer. Nonetheless, we said the yerek is proper. That's different. Shani kuzba over there, because she yesh lo goren acher. The idea over there is that the chiyuv of maaser is a different point. So that the person wants the pri. And that's all that he wants. So then the Goran Vamaisa becomes at that point, the Yerik isn't kosher yet. I think in over here, there's no different Goran. That was in our case, the Eitzim. And he's looking at it in terms of the Eitzim. There's no Goran Acheret. He's asking, it's a very interesting question. You say that this thing is not considered to be a tree, to be Machayev, it's fruits and oil. So what about Meister? Is it considered to be a tree? I mean, because you don't care about it, it's sort of like Hesker. On the other hand, you do care about the tree, about the wood. So we're trying to bring a Ryan now from either the plastic or from this actual case. The Hayedah Amar Gah. And which one now can we prove from here, from the case that I want to be able to prove this? Kufra doesn't prove anything. The case would be from Malayah shall prove. You have a whole Malayah, which means full of, meaning assuming you know that it's Kufra grows in fields. Malayah is in the southern Malayah. Malayah shall prove. Lizera. So if you have a whole field full of kruvim, and you leave them there, and they get hard, right? And then you're going to use it for its zera. Medina is, of course, for zera is proper because you can't eat it. It's not edible to call cannabis seed. So if he now leaves it over there, but the vita, his whole field, certainly we can't say is zera. Nobody makes an entire cabbage field zera. And therefore, it's both of my thing, and it's Chayim and Maiseh. But, on the other hand, if you have Talachim Yechidim, not a whole field, you have to say, it's like a little section, okay, I want to keep this section for here. So then, we say, okay, then that part is Sakopotra from Maiseh, because it's not considered to be Ma'akal. We don't say, but Lebaiseh. Amrav Yonah, Vohu, Shali Kate Yerek, Avalim Loli Kate Yerek, Tach Amrim, when we say over here that Butler Baita, that's talking about when he gathered them together as a kelach, when they're still edible. So over there, his das is, he says he wants to be Makayim at Zera. And we don't say because of that, what he took for Yerek should also be proper. But obviously, if he left them there and they got hard, and basically turned into wood as far as we're concerned, they're not edible. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? It's chai of a mice. What's chai of a mice? A wood is chai of a mice. It's not edible. How can I? It has nothing to do with das anymore.
Oh.
So there's got to be talking about where the koala grew as Zera. He claims it was for Zera, and then he takes it and he takes it for eating. So over there, fine. There we say Bapa Baita. We certainly can't say that Bapa Baita means that the wood is chai over here. In taking off mice from the woods. So over there, obviously it's pucker from mice. I mean, what else would it be? Right?
But
I'm thinking if it's individual kalachim, that it's not bottle type, right? And that even if, obviously talking about you took it even as Yerek, and nonetheless, it's pucker min ha-mice because in his mind, it's something else, okay? Now, in this case, if I'm going to let it turn into Zera, so then there's no other going. There's no alternative here. In the case of the quiz bar, you said I can't bring a riot because there's alternative. Mm-hmm. If it's this, then it's going into a completely different box. But over here, there's no other going. Your question is, the element of it is edible, has one going. And it says over here that the din is that if you take it, then we don't say but for thy in a case where it's reasonable to say such a thing. And it becomes, in fact, proper for mercy. So that's the case. Over here, it's certainly reasonable. We're going to say a person's insane for taking a tree and using it as a debtor. So it's not but for thy thing. If it's not but for thy thing, so then it would be proper for mercy. In the same way that the case over here of the cruise is proper for mercy. Now, the question is, if you're telling me that a siyog has a din of a hefter, according to the way that Rabbi Yossi was learning, can I just walk over and pick it? Or is it also Mishum Gezel? So what then? Maush yu asurim mishum geza. In this case, are the payrolls asur, or can I take it? I said, well, the Balabayat obviously didn't care about the payrolls, because he says the only one who wants to make it is this yard. So, okay, so I'll pick it for myself. Well, what kind of question is that? Fine, let's say that he doesn't want the payrolls, but he wants also, the payrolls are part of this yard, aren't they? So, say to me, but they're no different than wood. Fine, okay, they're no different than wood. Can you steal wood? This is part of my theology, so why didn't you steal it? I understand, but that's part, I mean, that kills my fence. I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference? This is how I like my fence to look. I can't get it with food. So what was your question? I'm not sick, you're not able to tie up. So he's been mamish. We're talking about a strawberry. And then strawberries, what are you going to say? I mean, they're there today, gone tomorrow. I mean, if I don't pick them, you know, then they're just going to get eaten up, and they're going to rot overnight. Right. So, Munayla over there, maybe it would be much of that. That's what we're asking. What about Rimi? Rimi shenatu l'shem Rimi. What are Rimi? Do you remember what? What were they? Some kind of horrible fig, I think you said? I think it's some kind of right? So now, Rimi normally are planted, not the pera. But how about if this guy reverses it and he plants it for pera? He wants Rimi. The not hadas. Not on the shame benot hadas. How about those little berries that grow on the hadas? Nobody eats those. They're not usually. But over here, this guy wants the berries, the doctor. So he plants it for the berries. What do we say over there? So Amrofista, Yisanaitana prophet. So some say that it's Chayiv in Maitre, and some say that it's Proper in Maitre. Amrofista, Maga Amrofayiv would only say it. Over there, when you have payrot that are for this purpose, most people will take care of the payrot, not throw them out. So basically, we say bakovaito in a case where there's a road in the other direction. So most people would not do such a thing, and he can't do it either. I don't understand what you mean. If it's talking about a place where the rogue are mishamed, why do I need him to have a makshav at all? The rogue should be fine stam, whether it's fruit or whether it's not fruit. So if it's a mokom, shalom, mishamim, loma le kishe, I feel a low kishe.
So what's the...
You're saying something that doesn't make sense. You're telling me, well, we found an advisor, some say it's tired, some say it's poker. If he planted it for the purposes of the berry. And you're coming along and saying that means in a place where people planted for berries. In a place where people planted for berries, why do I need him to say I planted for berries? That's the way it is. I mean, you seem to be saying, wait, if Das runs against the people, do we go versus Das? And you say, of course, it's only in a case where he's not running against Das the people. So then why do I need it? First of all, Lomi was Kishayt, Nafi was Kishayt. So then you shouldn't need anything at all. Would we also say, Azaya is the same now? Actually, Shovalayan, I understand. We're going to say somebody plants a tree like Azaya. Well, we don't view it as being food unless we know that he decided he wants the food. Obviously not. So if this is a place in which this is a normal food, why would it be any different than Azaya from a tree now? What you have to say is, Akhilu met the Mishan. Even in a case where you basically have half and half. So over there, fine. If he thinks about it and he wants it for that, that's what the Talmud says, that his makshava is kovea. And if he doesn't, so then his makshava is also kovea. Because there's no clear majority one way or the other. So we can't determine whether it's food or not food.
But if it was
a
majority not,
then maybe it's not going to be bothered.
Would we need a stone?
No, then we wouldn't need a stone. If the majority yes eat it, we wouldn't need a stone.
Right.
Majority not eat it could be that butler knife. I mean, that's not so precious.
You can't expect
You're right in saying that the bias is limited to that discussion. Yes. Omnia matya min devatrata, really, you could say that it makes no difference for the rogue and the shaman. Your problem was what? That why do I need cliches, right? That we have in this last bracha over here? And it says over there that it would be that you said the first bracha. What do we need there? It's the